We are asleep to the necessity of our worldship, of our world leadership, and to the opportunities and real dangers of this world. We are asleep in our echo chambers, where our views are always affirmed, and information that contradicts them is always fake. We are asleep in our polarized politics, which exaggerates our differences, looks for scapegoats instead of answers, and insists we get all our way all the time from a system of government based on compromise, principled cooperation, and restraint. All the while, the associations, rules, values, and aspiration that comprise the international order we have superintended for three quarters of a century are under gathering attack from regimes that desire a world less just and less free and more corrupt. And they are under attack from forces within liberal democracies themselves, parties that preach resentful nationalism rather than enlightened self-interest, nativism rather than equal justice. It's time to wake up. We are asleep to the necessity of our worldship, of our world leadership, and to the opportunities and real dangers of this world. We are asleep in our echo chambers, our differences, looks for scapegoats instead of answers, and insist we get all our way all the time from a system of government based on compromised chambers, where our views are always affirmed and information that contradicts them is always fake. We are asleep in our polarized politics, which exaggerates principled cooperation and restraint. All the while, the associations, rules, values, and aspiration that comprise the international order we have superintended for three quarters of a century are under gathering attack from regimes that desire a world less just and less free and more corrupt.